I don't know how we got here, but I think it's more cool to be a Republican and a conservative right now than it's maybe been at any other time in my lifetime, and it's probably due to Donald Trump, all the awesome and very popular things that he's doing while he's been in the White House over the last few days, but it's also due to the way celebrities and high-profile people are talking about Republicans right now. So Andrew Schultz was on Charlamagne the God's podcast and roasted the crap out of him to his face, along with every other Democrat, and it was really funny. Watch this.
It's going to be hard for them to get talent because they're so uncool right now. Like, there's, I don't know anybody, I don't know one man above like 5'9" that says they're a Democrat.
There's only one.
I honestly, like, males under, only males like under 5'9" that identify as a Democrat. They're like, I am a Democrat, like 100%. So, exactly.
I'm registered as an independent, and I'm 5'6", 5'7" on a good day.
Exactly. But it's a shorter guy thing. I don't know what it is. They just need protection. They
I don't
need
know
society.
If it's a shorter guy thing.
Have you met one dude 6'4" with a job who's just like, I'm a Democrat?
I would argue it's a gayer guy thing.
It's for bottoms. Democrats are if for bottoms. It is more of a bottom thing.
I'm independent. No, you're not, Charlamagne. You're not independent. You're a Dem through and through. Anyone who's ever watched the show knows that. Also, you're 5'6", so it goes into what Andrew Schultz is saying. And by the way, I am 6'1". I know you can't tell on camera, but that plays into what Andrew Schultz is saying as well. But in all sincerity, really, what Andrew Schultz is saying about height has nothing to do with what's really important, because at the end of the day, this is what is important, is that Andrew Schultz is a roast comedian. It's what he does. And so, again, what he's saying about height and party, that doesn't matter. But what matters is that he's talking about Republicans in a positive light. And that was not something that would have happened before. It's really, if you go back, think about just in 2017, for example, who are the really big comedians who had a lot of notoriety and a lot of views? You had the talk show host. They had a lot more views back then. Now they don't have any. You had Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and all of the jokes, virtually all of them, were about how awful Republicans were. And Republicans just have always, again, I'm talking 2017 because that's kind of when I became more involved in politics because I'm a young guy. I'm sure it was before that as well. But at least in 2017, when Donald Trump was president for the first time, Republicans were the butt of the joke every single time. And so the fact that the big comedians now are so open, and not Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, by the way, but they're irrelevant, so that doesn't matter. But the big comedians, the comedians that people actually listen to, that actually have a following now, the fact that they're open to roasting Democrats so often shows that cultural shift that I don't think anyone could have imagined in Donald Trump's first presidency. And as Breitbart famously said, politics is downstream of culture. And so the culture right now is saying, if you're a Democrat, this is just on the Democrat side, the culture is, if you're a Democrat, you're most likely a little weird. You supported a dead president for 4 years, and then you supported basically a cackling witch, and she lost in epic fashion to Donald Trump. If someone says they're a Democrat, you tend to think, oh, they believe some weird things about gender ideology and trans, and they like high taxes. Again, I know it's nuanced. I'm not saying every Democrat is like that. I'm just telling you what the culture is like. I'm telling you what the jokes are about. That's the perspective for Democrats. But if you're a conservative or you're a Republican, the culture is saying you're a put together dude, or you work out a lot, or you're super masculine, or if you're a girl, that you're a trad wife, that you enjoy spending time with your kids. That's the culture right now. And that's a fascinating culture shift. On one hand, the Democrats, it's a very negative connotation. And I would say that everything that goes with Republican culture, even when people are poking fun at it, are like good things. Like, yeah, you want to roast us for being fit. Okay. Or like for the women, like you want to roast them for being fantastic moms. Oh, no. You know, we love low taxes. That's fine if you want to make jokes about that. And that's all the jokes are. It's a serious departure, though, from what the culture was just a few years ago. And I think it should be seen as a massive win for the right, because it was all done by the people who fought the culture wars. Because for a long time, the Republican Party and the conservatives, there was this neocon status quo of focusing on foreign policy and taxation, and that's it. And when that was thrown out, the culture shifted, and now we're the cool kids. Guys, it's tax season, and I've partnered with Quick Tax America, a patriotic company that believes in getting you every single dollar because you know that taxation is theft, and they know it too. Quick Tax America is a non-woke company that does all federal tax returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, and it doesn't matter how complicated your taxes are. What's more, they do all the work, so you're not spending 4 hours like other online services. Simply upload your files, answer a few questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Since it is tax season, I had to share with you guys one of my favorite videos that I've seen. It's a streamer named Lacey, I think, and he basically realizes how much freaking money the government is taking from him. Take a look.
I open my bank app, and I don't check my bank app a lot because I just don't, I don't like to just like track the number of how much money I have. And I look at my transactions, and all I see, minus $550,000 IRS. When I tell you guys, I almost broke into tears. Like, my heart sank to my stomach. Like, I genuinely feel sick. Could you imagine waking up and losing over $500,000?
And that right there, guys, is why my generation, Gen Z, is turning more and more conservative, because it is sickening. It's very sickening. You can see in real time a conservative in the making. When young people like myself or this guy are entrepreneurial and they see all of their hard-earned money, and by the way, streaming is super competitive. I'm not saying essentially the most difficult job in the world in terms of labor, but it's very competitive. And when you're successful, for some reason, we have given the government the ability to take $550,000 from us, which is just crazy. And it shows that taxation is theft. And so this guy is realizing it. A lot of people from my generation are realizing it. And this is honestly the very good news, because I think government has pushed way too far in terms of the tax burden on its citizens. And so believe me when I say that my generation is out for vengeance. In 2026, guys, I could run for Congress, which is crazy to me. This year, in 2024, members of Gen Z already could have ran for Congress. And I think you're going to see a lot of Gen Z starting to run for Congress in 2026. I am not one of them. I'm never running for Congress. You can quote me on that. But many of them will. And one of the things they will be focusing on is lowering taxes, because it is theft and it has gotten so out of hand. It's one of the reasons why electing Trump was so important, because renewing his tax laws that are going to expire this year is an absolute must. Because if you think taxes suck this year, just wait for if they go back to the Obama era taxation burden that it was. Also, Trump is even floating this idea of eliminating the income tax. I'm not sure how feasible that would be, but just the fact that he's talking about it is a super, super good sign. I want to let you guys know about a deal I'm running right now on Amazon. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right now. It's only $9.99 on Amazon, or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. I had a really great time writing it. I talk about how the progressive elites are literally a cult and how they are running America in some very scary ways. I had a really great time writing and researching for it. I know you'll enjoy the book as well. Again, it's only $9.99. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.